Thank you for joining us today for the 2016 interim results presentation of Ping An. I'm Yao Jun, Company Secretary and Chief Legal Officer of Ping An. Mr. Jin Shaoliang, Secretary of the Board of Ping An, is at the Hong Kong venue. We are honored to co-host this investor and analyst luncheon today. Now let us introduce our management team members who are attending this presentation in Shanghai. We have Dr. Peter Ma, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Sun Jianyi, Group Vice Chairman and Chairman of Ping An Bank. Mr. Timothy Chen, Chief Investment Officer. Mr. Jin Shaoliang will now introduce the management team joining us from Hong Kong.
Thank you, Mr. Yao. Now please allow me to introduce the management team joining us from Hong Kong. In Hong Kong, we have Mr. Alex Chen, President. Mr. Jason Yao, CFO. Mr. Li Yuanxiang, Chief Insurance Business Officer. Ms. Jessica Tan, Chief Operations Officer and Chief Information Officer. Today's results presentation will begin with the opening remarks by Dr. Ma, followed by a presentation of the 2016 interim results financial figures and overall performance by Jason Yao, CFO, and Alex Chen, the President respectively. Then we will open the floor for questions. Dr. Ma, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, and dear friends. Good noon. Welcome to Ping An's 2016 interim results presentation. The first half of 2016 saw slow recovery in the world economy and a lot of volatilities in the financial markets. China's economy enters into the new normal era, affected by declining interest rates and asset prices, sluggish capital markets, and changes in discount rates for insurance contract liabilities. The financial industry and insurance sector, overall speaking, are facing a lot of pressure. Against the headwind, Ping An has maintained rapid business growth and a stronger than average profit growth driven by our new dual-track model of diversified finance and internet finance models, which we have been building for many years. In the first half of 2016, we realized a net profit attributable to the parent shareholders of 40.776 billion, up by 17.7% year-on-year. NBV of life insurance achieved a strong growth of 42.7%, and the embedded value also saw significant improvement. Now we boast over 1 million agents with ever-improving productivity and income for our agents. Internet finance, after years of development and investment, is now contributing to the group's business and profit growth. Our internet strategy is showing its benefits. In the first half, we have about 300 million users for our internet services, up by 23% compared with early 2016, and also 35.9% of our group's new customers are converted from our internet users. In 2016, be it market cap, brand, embedded value, or business growth, Ping An is ranking the top in the world in the insurance industry. Here I would like to give our sincere thanks to all shareholders and to all of you for your continuing trust and support of Ping An. Now I would like to hand over to our management team to give you more details on our 2016 interim business performance. Now let me first of all invite Jason Yao, our CFO, to give you his presentation.
Thank you, Peter. As being mentioned by Peter earlier, in the first half, we have achieved outstanding results in profit, value, agent force, users, and also customer base. Now let me give you a lot of financials for the first half. In the first half, we maintained steady growth. In the first half, net profit attributable to the parent company was 40.77 billion, up by 17.7% against the headwind. Our total assets, shareholders' equity, EPS, and ROE all saw good growth. This page shows the profit contribution by the four major business lines. Insurance was still the major contributor, but we are seeing more contribution from the other three business lines. Insurance, because of the declining interest rate and sluggish capital markets and also changes in the discount rate for insurance contract liabilities, the profit in the insurance sector dropped by about 5.7%. Banking saw a growth of 5.6%, and the investment side also saw some decline because of the market movement. As we mentioned earlier, internet finance, thanks to years of development, is now showing its value and is contributing to the group in terms of the profit. In the first half, because of the COVID restructuring, we saw a net profit contribution of about 9.5 billion. This slide shows our net profit growth by subsidiaries. Here you can see that Life, Bank, Asset Management all saw net profit growth year-on-year. Because of the macroeconomic conditions, Ping An AMC, Ping An Trust, and Ping An Securities saw a drop in their net profits. Now let's look at the NBV of Life. In the first half, we achieved a strong growth up by 42.7% year-on-year. For individual business, all channels saw strong growth in terms of NBV. You can see that Ali's presentation, we showed you the contribution by different channels, so you can, especially for individual business. Also you can see that NBV margin is stable with a small improvement. This slide shows the breakdown of NBV for the first half of 2016 and the first half of 2015. This is before analysis. You can see the year-on-year comparison. In terms of agent channel, you can see in terms of the number of agents, their productivity and their active ratio, and also product mix, we all saw very good results. Embedded value in the first half improved by 11.2% compared with early this year, and the value in force grew by 16.6% compared with the beginning of the year. For Life, embedded value increased by 8.5%, and the other grew by about 15%. Altogether speaking, it was 11.2% improvement. This year, CSRC decided to implement C-ROSS. C-ROSS is now being implemented, and we are now calculating NBV and embedded value based on the new methodology. According to the new calculation methodology, we are showing our NBV and the EV under Solvency I and also C-ROSS. You can see that embedded value increased by about 2%, and NBV saw a stronger growth of about 23.9%. The main reason is our high guaranteed products. Under C plus, the margin for the high guaranteed products actually is higher. And then about the solvency margin and the CAR, we have met regulatory requirements. And also in the first half, Ping An Life, Ping An Bank issued some bonds to supplement its capital base. And in the first half, we have a 20 billion preferred stock issuance. So now we are above the regulatory requirements in terms of a capital position. And then about the interim dividend payout, our suggestion is 0.2 cash dividend per share, up by 11.1% year on year. And that's all for the financials. Now I would like to hand over to Alex Brin, our president, to give you more details on our business. Thank you, Jason. Now, let me give you more light on our business by insurance, banking, asset management, and internet finance. Now, first of all, let's look at our customer management. In the first half, we have 119 customers and 298 internet users. You can see that we have a much higher active rate, and in terms of online migration of customers and the mobilization of the users, we have achieved good results. 57.7% of our customers now are our internet users, and we have 182 million app users in total. The page 20 shows the growth of our users and our customers. In terms of the internet users, we saw the base grew by 23.3% as compared with the end of last year, and about 8.59 million came from the conversion of internal customers, about 15.3% of all new customers. And individual customers increased by 17.73 million as compared with the beginning of the year, about 6.37 million came from internal customer migration, that is, they were converted from internet users, and about 35.9% of new customers. This number has been quoted by Peter earlier on, which is indeed a strong growth. That is, more and more of our internet users are now becoming Ping An's customers for our financial products. Now let's look at user and customer migration as well as conversion. This page shows three key figures in terms of customer migration. Internet finance migration to core finance is about 16.91 million, up by 131% year on year. And migration from core finance to internet finance was 21.9 million, up by 300.5% year on year. Customer migration in the first half, migration between core finance, it was 7.6 million, up by 27% year-on-year, and in terms of user and customer conversion, in the first half, 6.37 million users bought our core financial product, and they became Ping An's new customers, up by 119.7% year-on-year. 8.59 million customers have been successfully migrated online, and they have been converted into our internet users, particularly our mobile internet users, and it was a year-on-year growth of 40.4%. Also, we are tapping into customers' needs from different dimensions and have been continuing to push forward cross-selling and have seen good results. In the first half, about 1.7 million new premium was contributed by cross-selling to Ping An PNC, the Ping An annuities and Ping An health insurance. And the total premium, as I said earlier, was about 17 billion. And let's look at the insurance business in more detail. In terms of life, our recent premium was 218.1 billion, up by 26.3%. Also, we have been able to develop higher margin individual business, and individuals written premium grew by 26.4% year-on-year. In individual business, new business written premium grew by 40.5% year-on-year, and for the new written premium, it grew by 19.5% year-on-year. And we emphasize on multi-channel development, and agent channels written premium grew by 24.7%, and marketing the written premium reached 7.983 billion, up by 31% year-on-year. And we continue to top the market in terms of market share. Now let's look at our agent team. We saw very good growth as well in the first half. We for the first time saw over 1 million agents, and the productivity and per capita income of agents also saw strong growth in the first half. The first year written premium per capita grew by 4.9% year-on-year, and per month income per capita was 6,333 RMB, up by 10.1% year-on-year. Now let's look at the customer base and also policy persistency ratio.
So PR Life Insurance continues to focus on customer and to increase the loyalty of our customers. Now let's take a look at the individual customer number, and it increased by 5.7% compared to the end of 2015. And persistence ratio is in very good shape. Let's take a look at the annuity business. At the end of June 2006, we can see that for our business, annuity assets under investment management and annuity assets interested, it increased by 3.6% and 9.5% respectively compared to the end of 2015. Now let's take a look at the P&C insurance. And in the first half of 2016, the P&C premium income was 83.975 billion RMB, increased by 2.9%, and the car insurance increased by 14.0%. And the combined ratio was 95.3%. In the first half of 2016, the insurance, P&C insurance, continued to grow, and the premium income was 40.12 billion RMB, increase of 13.3% year-on-year, and the channel contribution was 47.8%. And also we try to leverage the technology of the PM Group to increase and improve customer customer experience. And for Ping An Life Insurance, so we have the Jing Guan Jia app. It includes insurance products and wealth management service. And for PMC Insurance, where we have Ping An Auto Owner app. And also we have launched a pocket claim service to improve our quality of customer service. And we've got very positive feedback from our customers. Now let's take a look at the third business line, the banking business. Ping An Bank, the net profit in the first half of this year increased by 6.1%. And last week, Ping An Bank has already had the board meeting. And in terms of deposits and the loans and advances, all these parts have grown 9.5% and 11.7%, which teaches coordinated development of all the business lines. Now let's take a look at the asset quality. The operating efficiency of the Ping An Bank continues to improve. We can say that we have made a positive improvement in terms of cost and income ratio, and NIS and NIM continue to grow. This shows a positive development of the management of assets and liability. Now let's take a look at the quality of assets. So we have to improve our provisions to guarantee a positive management of our assets and liability. We have taken a few risk of measures to manage our existing loans. We have also improved the collection of NPL assets and the preventions. Now we have also started to increase our business in loan to high quality companies and also our credit card business. Now let's take a look at our asset management business. In the first half of this year, we have improved our asset management structure with the positive development on net investment income and the yield. The capital market in China in the first half was not going very well. So that's why the net investment income and the yield have dropped compared to last year. Let's take a look at our asset structure. Of course, risk management is always our priority. We focus more on our fixed income assets and preferred stocks. At the same time, we also grasp the opportunities in equity markets to adjust our equity assets dynamically. And the interest is now going down. So for alternative investment and equity investment, these two parts have been growing up. And analysts want us to show more about investment. So here is a list of equity investments, including stocks, equity funds, preferred stocks, bonds, capital bonds, funds, and also wealth management investments. And also, this is a new page about alternative investments. I think you're all very much interested in that part. This is our investment in alternative assets. I think on the whole, we have a very solid investment. For the, you can see over 90% of our assets have external credit rating of AAA, when 80% of our assets are fully covered by cash flow. Over 70% are guaranteed or secured. And also nearly 50% of the trustees were issued by China's major four state and asset management companies. Now let's take a look at Ping An Trust. I know that you are very much interested in this part. In the first half of 2016, Ping An Trust has optimized the business. And we have decreased the business in financing category and investment category. And as for the high net worth customers, the number of customers has reached 43,000 and an increase of 14.9%. And the commission and the fees have also been increasing above market average. Now this is about the trust. We have already optimized our trust business structure. We have increased the proportion of administrative category to 51.8%, and the financing category and investment category have been going down. For the real estate financing, it's further declined to 5.9%. Now let's take a look at the securities business. In the first half of this year, Asia market has not been doing very well and the index has gone down. However, securities have been doing very well. And because of the dramatic change in the market, the industry margin declined by 59%. However, our decline was only 24%. Of course, the income also, net profits also decreased by 24.1%. However, our overall performance was still better than the market. And in the first half of this year, we have 2.61 million new customers. And for assets under management, it was already 330.1 billion, an increase of 39.3% compared to the end of 2015. And for asset management, at the end of June 2016, third-party asset under management hit 276 billion, billion RMB, an increase of 4.3% compared to the end of 2015. And the income, the management fee out of third-party business was 1.052 billion RMB, increase of 31.3%. Now, let's take a look at the internet finance. First is about Lufax. With the restructuring, we have got Lufax, Shanghai Exchange, and Puhui. We have further improved our wealth management and financial asset transactions across financial institutions. We have further consolidated our leading position in internet finance industry. And in terms of the subscribers at Lufax and active investors and the volumes and the borrowers at the Puhui, and all these things have registered with rapid growth. And Lufax also completed the B-round financing in January 2016. The valuation of Lufax was $18.5 billion. On top of that, we also have the Ping An Doctor. And this is a loaded platform to offer online offline services to our customers. Now we have worked with 1,500 hospitals and over 500 physical checkup agencies. The platform has also organized a healthcare team of 1,000 people. From the doctors, we have also signed 50,000 doctors. And we have already provided healthcare management services to 89 million users. In the first half of 2016, Ping An Doctor has also completed the A round financing, and the valuation was $3 billion US. And so, last analysis is about e-wallet and Ping An Haofang and one account management services. And for e-wallet, it has a subscriber of 48.74 million. And the trade volume hit 1.31 trillion RMB, and for Haofang, and the subscribers have hit 10 million, and the new house channel has covered 125 cities, and at the end of June 2016, for one account management service has 140 million users. A monthly active user are 20 million. In the future, Ping An is going to center around healthcare, food, housing, transportation, recreation, and offer both life and insurance, as well as other financial services to our clients. So we have adjusted the result announcement time so that to leave more time for Q&A. Now, the floor is open.
So,
thank you. Now is Q&A session, and we will take questions in turn from Shanghai and Hong Kong, and please state your name and the name of your company before asking your question, and please ask no more than two questions per person. We will first take questions from Shanghai, and then Mr. Jin Shouren will invite the next questions from Hong Kong. Now the lady, please. Thank you, Mr. Yao, and also thank you all for your presentations. First of all, my congratulations to Ping An for your excellent performance, and also your disclosure is much more comprehensive than what it was before. And I think we were commenting that with such good disclosure, we would have no more questions to ask in the future. I have two questions. I'm from the Haitong Securities. The first question is for life. Well, we already have three of your peers publish their earnings warnings. They have negative 50 to 70% growth, but Ping An still achieved positive growth. If we exclude the income tax impact, we still had less decline in terms of profit growth than your peers. So could you first of all share with us the reasons why you achieved such a good performance in life? And the second question is about investment.
we noticed that the net investment return 5.7% compared with last year. It actually increased instead of decreasing. This is why we are curious. Why? I mean, for your new fixed income products, investments, what are they? And what could you share with us more details on the returns on these products? Thank you. Thank you for your question. I will take your questions. First of all, about life. As you have noticed, well, the fundamentals in life are very solid. NBV grew by 40%, and our premium also saw good growth. Well, so the new business or contract have a profit contribution in the first year, but this year is a little bit different. Why did other companies issue earnings warning? It's mostly because of the changes in the capital market last year. In the first half, the capital market was bullish, but this year it was a bear market. So it had a negative impact on insurers. Well, our real growth was 7.8%. I mean, for net profits, still lower than the previous years. Well, in the first half last year, we had a write down of the deferred tax regarding Fortis. So we benefit a lot from that. Last year we had, this year we didn't have the impact. So that kind of boosts our profit growth. And also we increased our reserve. And in the first half of last year we also increased the reserve for life. But of course different companies have different practices. But for us, we are we still achieved 7.8% of positive growth for our life. For the whole year, however, the whole industry will be facing a lot of challenges, especially in terms of increase in reserving, especially in the second half. So we will be facing a lot of pressure. I'd like to add something about the profit growth for our life business. Our premium, about 90% of our premium come from long-term regular premium products. According to accounting standards, for long-term regular products, each year they will release first-year gains, which lays down a solid foundation for our profitability. But there could be some deviations, but thanks to this solid foundation, the deviations will have a relatively small impact on us than compared with, the score seen by our peers. About investment, I would like to explain how we calculate our net investment income. Well, our net investment income mostly came from debt-free investment, fixed income investment, equity investment, and especially dividend-paying equity investment. So we have a stable income stream because fixed income product and non-standard product deliver stable returns to us. And I in the first half, remain stable. It was because what we had done in the previous 2 to 3 years. So we have made preparations early on. Be it non-standard product or timing in the market, we spend a lot of time and effort researching and doing proper analysis to take non-standard product as an example, be it trustings or debtings. We did not buy them yesterday or recently. Actually, as early as 2013, we saw that the interest rate cycle has reached its peak. So we decided to increase investment in trustings and in debtings. So you can see that their percentage is quite high, and their average return is about 6.2%. And this is very beneficial to our net investment income. Besides this, in just in investment, we are also investing more, especially in terms of treasury. In the first half, for those 20-year long or over 20-year long treasuries, we are investing more and more, and the average return is about 3.6%. For long-term debt, now they took over 30% of our total portfolio. The absolute terms is about 300 billion. And this is very useful to help us match assets and liabilities, and also ensure a stable income stream. And this year we disclosed our allocation to preferred stock. And we also very much favor high dividend payout stocks. And we started preparation many years ago, and we can ensure a solid income stream for our future. And then also I'd like to remind you that many of our debt investments, especially treasury and financial bonds, they have tax benefits. That is, they are tax deductible. Or they are tax free. And but they haven't been reflected in investment income yet. So that's for our investment. Thank you. Now, question from Hong Kong. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I'm from Versailles. I have two questions. The first question is about Puhui financial transactions, because we noticed that in your book after tax profit, 9.5 billion came from this deal. So about the valuation of this deal, I think it's about 4 times PB ratio, and you used Lufax, I mean, chose to issue a convertible note as a kind of a consideration. So what is the logic rationale behind the deal, and also for valuation and for the payment method, why do you choose this this method? And second question, in Q2, Ping An Group, in your by-segment reporting, we noticed this item called others. And we saw that the after-tax profit contribution from the others item has been increasing. So if we exclude the Puhui financial transaction, the total contribution from profit is 8.8 billion. So does that mean that the other segments are actually hiring losses? If it is so, then which business are suffering losses in more specifically? And also another question is about deferred tax. We noticed that in the first half, 5.3 billion deferred tax was booked. So which business is benefiting from this deferred tax factor? And in the balance sheet, there is about 20 billion deferred tax assets. So could you give us more details on what are in the deferred tax assets? Okay, well, first of all, take your question on Puhui deal. I would like to explain more because last year we already disclosed information on this deal. Ping An Overseas, transferred Puhui Financial to Lufax Holding. Lufax Holding was valued at about 18 billion, and Puhui is about 12.5 billion. But this is not a cash deal. Lufax issued convertible notes to pay to the Ping An Group. Well, the rationale behind this convertible bond or note issuance, we believe, is more useful to help Lufax the future growth. And the group, the shareholders can continue their holding in Lufax. This is a contract deal. It involves a lot of regulatory approvals. It involves more than one company and it needs approval from many different local authorities. We didn't complete all the regulatory approval procedures until May this year. And the difference mainly came from the 12.5 billion minus the book value of the Puhui and minus the tax. So this is the size of the difference. But we noticed that some analysts believe this is a one-off deal. Yes, this deal is definitely, this deal itself is definitely one-off. It's not recurring. However, why do we have such a deal? I think it's mostly because in the past few years, Ping An Group has invested a lot in our internet finance, and this result is not the result of just one-off effort. It is the result of our years of effort. It's because of the Lufax valuation that the Puhui deal has such a valuation, that Puhui has such a strong R&D capabilities and the marketing capabilities and service capabilities. And these are the factors contributing to Puhui's valuation. Last year, we explained to you that if Puhui is integrated into Lufax, then the O2O and online and offline customer acquisition, risk control, product R&D, all dimensions will see great improvements with much better synergy.
So that's why I'm saying that the internet business has already started to contribute financially to the group. I think for next year, we are also going to see more contributions from other internet businesses. Or Lufax and other business lines, they are listed someday in the future, then this convertible bond in the future. With the growth of evaluation of the Lufax, the option of invest convertible bonds would contribute more financially to the group. So this deal itself is a one-time thing. However, you cannot deny many years of efforts we have made in the past. Of course, there's a lot of uncertainties to how much we can gain out of this deal in the long run. So this is my answer to your first question about the deferred tax. So I think maybe our investment relationship colleagues could respond to you in more detail. Thank you. Okay. Friend from Shanghai? Any questions? Okay. Thank you very much for giving us this opportunity to attend this result announcement. And a follow-up question. The annual report, page 10, it talks about the contribution from the internet business. It was 7.1 billion. And however, a Puhui deal was 9.5 billion. So the rest was 2.4 billion. So if you could explain this 2.4 billion, does that mean the internet finance business actually was losing money? And if that's the case, could you explain where did the loss from? Just a previous analyst mentioned, just as I mentioned, that we offer services on healthcare, transportation, asset management. We have invested a lot in all these business lines. For Puhui business, indeed, perhaps we still have to wait till we see profit from Puhui, and also for other young Hao Fang, young good doctor, we keep making investment in these internet services. Over the past few years, we have been increasing our investment. So inside the group, traditional business, like a cash cow, right? But for internet business, this is creating value for us. And now you can take a look at the valuation of the Ping An Good Doctor and also Ping An Hao Fang. The valuation is going up. Yeah, let me make some additional comments. For Ping An internet business, as of now, we have already made investments in the past decade. Over the past 10 years, we have been making investments and we have been making a lot of explorations. Now we have created over 10 platforms. So we can put these 10 platforms into four big ecosystems. First is the financial ecosystem, including Lufax, Kuhui, and others. And the second ecosystem is the healthcare ecosystem. Our third ecosystem is housing ecosystem. The fourth one is auto or mobility ecosystem. So we can view these as two major businesses. One is a traditional business. So we try to lower down the cost by making the use of technology. As for these four ecosystems, they are our new businesses. Internet business. Over the past 10 years, we've made a lot of investments in these ecosystems, and we have started to see positive results out of these platforms. I think starting from this year, we are going to see tangible contributions from them. First is that they can contribute to our core business. They can help us to acquire new customers. Let's take a look at the new customers, where they come from. I think over 35.9% is from internet business. So this is a very remarkable achievement for us. And this is not done overnight. We have spent 10 years on that. And we have also made investment in e-Haotian and also the big Lufax concept and also other ecosystems. As for ecosystem I mentioned, we cover the whole value chain. This is a closed-loop ecosystem. First, we create a platform for service, and also our services are closely linked to financial services. Puhui, it seems like a one-off thing, but actually we can have a long-term gain out of that. We're going to see more and more value in the long run. And what is more important is that in these four ecosystems, we have over 11 platforms, and they are getting more and more mature. And in terms of number of customers, they are at least, I think, 10 million for the platform. It has 100 million. Many platforms have over 100 million subscribers. And the big change for this year is that we have seen a dramatic migration from offline to online, and also I think the online migration is more efficient and better customer experience and lower cost for us. So while we are maintaining a stable growth of our core business, and over the past 10 years, we have made huge investments in these new businesses. Now we have seen this new development model come into play. So that's why I talk about the dual track system, dual model system. I think we have started to see a positive development, and this approach is very competitive in the market and it's very sustainable. And we have also done MPS, customer experience, and the customer experience has also been improved by a large margin. If one of our customers has three products, I think the customer will be more, much more loyal to us, and they will be a repeat customer, and they will enjoy better experience. Over the past decades, we have made a lot of efforts to do selling to make sure that our customers could own multiple products. We also made the best use of latest technology, and all these have created a new force for development. Thank you. I'm from the Goldman Sachs. My name is Nancy. This is also a follow-up question about internet finance. My question to you, from the Lufax perspective, now Ping An Group has equity in Lufax and plus convertible bonds. If Lufax is listed, if you convert all your bonds, how many equities do you have in equity? And also for Ping An Coalition, what about the equity holding structure? For Ping An Group, second group is about traditional business insurance. A question is to Mr. Li. In March this year, you already shared with us the cost of liability, mortality and morbidity included. The cost is 1.0 to 1.5. So could you please share with us the cost structure of a new product and also the liability? And also another question about life insurance. In T-Rock, adjusted book value net asset increased significantly. So what about negative RFI's reporting? Are you going to align RFI's book value with the book value in the T-Rock? Thank you. For Lufax, according to last year's annual report, we had 47% of Lufax in January 2006, and Lufax completed B-round financing, and the shareholders exercised some options. So now Ping An Group has around 24% of Lufax. So just as I said, we have around 11% options, convertible bonds. So adding, of course, the assumption is that we're going to exercise the option in the future. When you can add these two things together, you know our holding of Lufax. And for Ping An Coalition, I think the equity holding structure, Ping An Group, plus employees and the management. I think the cost money is 3 billion, so around over 10%. See what book value. I think we need to look into that later. Next year, if the RFRS 9 is going to be implemented, it's about the segmentation of assets and long bond calculation. CBOC is about solvency, so this is different from accounting. I think we need to look into that later. Now we have already started the implementation of IFRS 9, and so they're urgent of what is going to be implemented in January 2018, because we have the banking and also insurance, so we're already working on that for CBOS. I think the overall mechanism, this is the first year of CBOS implementation, and everything is improving. And also the embedded value calculation and the new business calculation will also be affected by zero. Now, the methodology is also under discussion with amongst the actuaries and also the CSRC, CRC. And I think the guidelines will be out in the second half of this year. Of course, I know you're much interested to know how this would impact our business. I think at the end of the day, this is still a traditional way to calculate embedded value. I think there will not be dramatic changes to calculation. This is different from NCEV or European methodology. About the structure of our product. In terms of the pricing and risk, interest rate risk, we have always been on a very solid position. Of course, we have to factor in seasonality here. So compared with last year, we sell the different products. For example, first quarter, we sold a long-term insurance contract. So this is usually very popular in the first season. So for the product structure, we look at the whole year, four quarters. And for 2016, I think we have a stable product structure. For the liability cost of the new business, according to our estimate, I think our products will be more and more popular among customers, and the cost is relatively low for us. So throughout the whole year, I think for new business, the cost will be stable or even a little bit lower.
Hello everyone, I'm Jennifer Chen from Fashion Group. My question is on investment. I noticed that in the breakdown of the investment income, dividends from fund investment is about 18 billion, about 3 times that of last year. So what about this year? What is the main reason for such a big rise in the dividend payout from fund managers? Yes, in the first half, well, about the fund, our investment in fund products. Well, yes, we mostly look for dividends from fund investment to improve our NII. Well, this year we did see a lot of changes in the market, but you know, the dividend from fund products is a kind of like on and off. Periodical, we have to take the timing, we have to take advantage of what is available. We believe that there will continue to be opportunities, and so in the first half, we you know, change our allocation. And after we receive payment, we sold some fund investments. And then the dividends received became an important source of our NII. Thank you. I'm from TNT Research. My name is Yijian. I have two questions. One is on PNC, the other is on life. For PNC, non-auto, the product, the premium is increasing and loss ratio is increasing. So could you explain to us your plan in the future? And for life, in your slide, we noticed that the per capita per month policy is 10,000 and per capita per month income is 6,000. So what is the reason? Are you giving more commission to the sales people to incentivize them? About PNC, the combined ratio for PNC, I think, is satisfactory.
auto insurance for strong growth of about 14%. Auto insurance for nine consecutive years, have been able to maintain above market growth. And also the quality, the profit margin is also above the market average. And this is what I want to emphasize to you. And from non-auto insurance, I think it's because of decline in CGI. This is a short-term effect. As we explained earlier, CGI is used to support our microcredit business. In the past, our microcredit business has a single source of financing, that is bank loans plus guarantee insurance. In the future, in order to better improve our microcredit business, we decided to expand its source of funding. So that's why CGI saw some decline. But this is, as I said earlier, short-term effect. In the future, it will be back to normal. And then about your question on life, about the agent's income, we are very pleased to see that now we have a strong growth in the in our force of agents. And also, we are glad to see that while the number is going up, the quality of our agents is also improving in terms of all indicators. For example, productivity, insurance policies each month, and the rate of activity, all these metrics are seeing improvement. And this shows that our branches are much more demanding than before in recruitment of our agents. It's not that you only need to take the agent, the qualification examination, and that's all. It's not like that. It's more than that. And just now, you talk about the first year premium and per capita income. Well, I have to explain more. The agent income is comprises of several parts. The 6,433 monthly income. An important part of that is first year commission. Of course, first year commission is related to first year premium. And also, we have a renewal commission and also allowance for managers. Because to build a good team, you need to train them up, and you of course need to give some training allowances, and also we have indirect commission, so this is another important component in their compensation. And in Ping An, we have a unique practice which makes us different from our competitors. That is an important, a major source of their income is income from non-life product sales, including auto insurance sales, etc., because we are integrated financial model. So that all those factors together boost our agents' income, especially the non-life commission. It not only improves their commission income, actually it makes them look more professional when they meet customers, because our agents are able to address our customers' different financial needs. Thank you. Yes, indeed, we should not just compare premium against income directly. The more than 6,000 RMB monthly income, as been explained earlier, comprises three parts. The first is first year commission, the second renewal commission, and the third is non-life sales income. So it cannot be compared directly against the premium. In mainland China, our first year commission and renewal commission are relatively low compared with other markets, so you cannot just look at them comparison directly. They are not apple for apple comparison. Back to Shanghai.
Good afternoon, I'm from Zhongwu Securities. My name is Jason. I have a question for Jason. Well, embedded value, the long-term yield assumption was still 5.5%. Investment yield assumption 5.5% in each extrapolation. While China's economy is slowing down, well, in 5 years' time or in 10 years' time, the 5.5% long-term investment yield, do you think it's still realistic? This is the first question. The second question, EV, the risk discount rate. Risk-free, if we adjust the risk-free rate, then the discount rate has to be adjusted as well, because these are two core assumptions. They will have a big impact on calculation under the C-ROSS. So for term underneath the yield, while you adjust these two important assumptions in the future. This is a good question. Well, each year, usually in the annual report, we will review our assumption and make adjustments necessary. And for interim reports, we use last year's assumption. Well, China's economy is growing slowly, and we will definitely review this assumption carefully at the year end. Well, for our policies, most of them are long-term, 20 years or even 30 years, and EV discounts cash flow in 20 years' time or 30 years' time or 40 years' time. Well, in the past 10 years, when we publish EV, have we encountered cycles when interest rates remain very low? Yes, we did encounter such situations before. We did experience at least two cycles of low interest rate. So we are very careful in adjusting the discount rate assumption and the yield curve assumption. In March, in our annual results presentation, well, actually before the presentation, I did carefully look at the assumption for the past 5.5 years. Is the 5.5 yield assumption realistic in the past 12 years? Well, actually, in out of the 10 years, there were 3 years which was above 5.5%, and the about 2 years were flat with 5.5, and the rest are lower than 5.5%. So this own average is about 5.5%, but this is the past data that does not necessarily represent the future. So when necessary, we will make adjustments. So my recommendation to analysts is that yes, indeed, you should also look at this indicator, and also you can look at our sensitivity analysis, because the assumption is not only about one number, it's a range. So we have to do the sensitivity analysis. And so, say the yield was adjusted by 50 BP, say 5.5% reduced by 50 BP, how much will that be? And then we will also look at the risk discount rate. Now it's about 11%, but usually when the risk rate is going down, we have to adjust the risk discount rate as well. Say 11% is decreased to 10.5%. How will that impact on our new business value? It may have a limited impact. With the simple calculations, you will see that if the assumptions were adjusted, the impact on NBV and EV could be positive or negative, and they could offset each other. But at the end, you're right, we definitely will carefully review the assumptions. Thank you. Back to Hong Kong.
Thank you. I'm from Credit Suisse. My name is Susan. I have two questions. The first question is about EV. We noticed that last year in your annual report, you disclosed the movement of your free surplus, and which is the first of its kind among listed insurers, but we didn't see this number in the interim report. So, what about this number for the first half of this year? For new business stream, for capital, what about the trends based on this indicator? And the second question, internet finance, contribute to the group's profitability. And besides Dufax and Ping An Foster, what about other business under internet finance umbrella, which deserve our attention? And what about the listing of the Dufax? Right now, the valuation is about 18.5 billion. About free surplus, last year, yes, we did disclose this number. We refer to international insurers' practices, and we are still learning from them. Yes, for interim report, we did think about it, but this year is a little bit different, because in China, we have an implementation of CROSS. Under CROSS, for high guaranteed products, their capital under CROSS, for life, uplifts the solvency, but not big impact on new policy. It's because of impact of interest rate. And for new products, under CROSS, their capital requirements actually are lower than under solvency one. And so this also has an impact on our MDC under CROSS. So first year strain is small. So free surplus under CROSS is not totally applicable.
So that's why it does not make much sense to disclose this surplus. Of course, if we are to disclose this, I think this should be pretty much like last year, because we have a relatively stable margin, stable structure of product structure, and we also continue to sell high margin products, and we also I think that the embedded value of all these products and the businesses are higher in the zero than solvency one. As for the IPO of Lufax, we will definitely work hard on that, and we'll, in the second half of this year, we will think of the IPO of Lufax. Just now, Mr. Ma already talked about the four ecosystems, right? So there's a lot of room for imagination for financial service. So we have over 200, Lufax is a part of the financial services, and we have over 11 platforms. Usually we are relatively low-key, right? We do not want to overstate our achievements for financial service. We also have a platform, this is the internet. For this platform, it has 1,500 non-bank financial institutions, also risk management and other financial service-related agencies. And also we have Ping An Doctor and for auto business and auto home. We have already become the strategic investor of auto home. And I think the monthly flow is over 100 million. But this is just the information platform. We as a strategic investor hope to make the best use of our experience in P&C insurance. And also we have so many dealers working with us. So we hope that this platform can be developed into information, consultation, service, and transaction. For Ping An, we also have a collaboration over 74 out of 300 biggest real estate companies in China. We also work with over 100 agencies. I know that the real estate market is complicated, however, this is definitely our focus for the future. So it gives the last opportunity to the people in Shanghai. Okay, I've already seen several hands up in the air. Thank you very much for sharing some of Huatai Securities. My name is Zhou Xinlan. First of all, congratulations on your wonderful results. A few questions to management. First, some analysts have already mentioned in the income statement, the item other, their contribution to net income, it seems that it increased by fivefold. So could you elaborate on others? On top of a one-off transaction of Lucas, is there any additional source of net income? Yeah, is this sustainable in the future? This is the first question. The second question, and third question about life insurance and the P&C insurance. For individual policy, indeed, this grew significantly. This was also very impressive to me. However, if I take a look at the value, it seems that this figure is going down over the past few years. Does that relate to your focus on channels? It seems that bank insurance has become more important in the channels.
And the question of P&C, auto insurance saw a big increase, but the non-auto insurance saw quite a big drop. So for P&C, what is your plan and what is your business priority in the future? Thank you. Well, for others, in our interim report, and if you look at assessment reporting, it's a little bit different from the presentation materials. In assessment reporting, we have a banking, insurance, investment, etc. And also, we had the asset management business, our leasing business, our fund management company. They all generate profits. And actually, they are generating more profits than before. And they enjoy very strong growth. And these are included in the item, and also for Hui, view is included in the item, in the other item as well. So the other item is a basket of different things. But we mainly focus on four business pillars, asset management, leasing, asset manager, they are all included in the investment business, and they are all sustainable business. We definitely will continue to generate profit in the future. About life product mix and our product strategy, I've touched upon this question earlier on. Well, for our products, we will continue to sell long-term and mid-term protection products. And the fee margin will continue to be stable. In the last couple of years, NBEV saw a big increase last year as well as this year. But it does not necessarily mean that we focus on quantity on size. Well, the same product at different age will see different rates. Young and old age will see different rates, for example. So there definitely will be some impact by the age factor. It's normal to have these differences. And then about bank insurance, and agent channel, our priority is on agent channel, one of the our priority channels. This has always been one of our key channels. We have been building this channel for many years, and we have the strongest, best quality agent force in the country. And the second channel, priority channel for us is telemarketing.
in life, we have about 20,000 customer service personnel for auto insurance and for life. Our telemarketing market share is about 11%, and we also enjoy the highest productivity. In terms of the product margin, in the telemarketing channel, it is almost the same as that of the agent channel. And thirdly, bank assurance. We are working closely with PAB to deepen our collaboration. We are seeing results. And the fourth channel is internet or online channel. Early this year, when we were disclosing last year's annual results, we mentioned that last year online channel contributed 2.5 billion to live business. They are not, you know, third-party wealth management live products. They are products with which offer protection benefits. They are long-term live products. And so, in the future, we will continue to develop other channels. The question on PNC, could you repeat it? Could you repeat the question on PNC? Could you repeat the question on PNC? Okay, my question on PNC is that contribution from PNC actually auto insurance takes up the larger part. Non-auto insurance actually saw a decline. So my question is for PNC, what is your future plan? Because this year CSRC is encouraging development of a non-auto PNC product. So what is your plan? Yes, as I explained earlier, non-auto products in the first half saw a big decline because the short-term effect from CGI. We believe that in the future, everything will be back to normal growth. Thank you. Okay, I will add something for CGI. If we take CGI out of non-auto, PNC in terms of its speed of growth, in terms of its business quality for 9 consecutive years, we've been outperforming the market. And this adjustment in PNC is like this. Well, CGI, we believe, is an important source of funding for micro credit business. So we are changing our mind. Non-auto insurance in the past 9 years, we has been better than the market average. So this is just a one-off decision. It's a strategic decision because we believe it will, in the longer term, it will be beneficial to the PNC. So when you look at this issue, you have to take off the one-off factor. Thank you. Okay, that closes today's analyst and investor luncheon. Thank you for being here with us for 2016 interim results announcement. Thank you, and thank you all for your participation.